Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your host, James Easton. I'm going to have Tim Sinsheimer come in just a minute. We haven't talked in a long time. And there he is. So just a second. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, James. Happy New Year's. How are you holding up under that cold weather? I'm guessing it's really even much colder where you're at.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what the hell. It isn't. In Fahrenheit, it's minus 37 with wind chill.
Are you serious?
I can't even look out my window. Yeah. But that's Celsius, right?
Man, you guys must never even leave your house when it gets this cold.
I never leave my house.
I had to do a couple of things yesterday, and I had to keep going back to the car or back inside. It's unbearable. And it's all, and it was 9 degrees, but holy cow, and the cold and the winds
pick up.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet. The other night it was so windy I couldn't sleep. It was too loud. It was just like a racket, and my windows were rattling. They're big, you know, sliding doors or whatever, and that's all I got. But I can't even look outside. There's a layer of frost because there's heat inside and it's condensing and freezing inside in between the two windows. So there's only one little tiny little patch. It's like it's all white. It's pretty crazy. Do you think it's global warming?
Yeah, if it's
going
to be that cold, I'm better off down here dying of Ebola.
Hey, well, you know what? the new color for HARP is like Snow White, you know? Anyway, you know, it's funny. I was listening to one of those old shows that we did, and I made a show on my own, I think, and I was talking about how Ebola was going to kill everybody because they fooled us. They fooled us again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you knew it. You knew what was going on. So I'm going to trust
your
opinion.
Well, I was suspicious at first.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, it clicked. I said, no way, this is all bullshit. I mean,
yeah.
We all agree that Ebola exists, people die from it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using it to condition people so that they get the vaccination. But I don't doubt if they wanted to spread some kind of disease to kill everybody, they can. But I don't have the ability to perceive what is in the minds of these evil entities. What is their plan? They want to scare people into getting the vaccination? Do they just want to spread the thing to kill everybody? But one thing we've learned for sure was the whole thing was a psyop to condition people, and they literally use green colors to program people so that when they see the color green, oh, that's bad, and then their mind accepts it as something as being bad, and they use the same color to program Sandy Hook. Even that fake shooting in New York, the two phony cops that didn't die, it was all bullshit. The background color is green in those stupid pictures that they keep showing of the two people. So it's a green program coding psyop.
That's very strange. It's like they're, remember how I made the connection to the color of the dollar? You know, like it's green too. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking on the spot, on the fly, like George Bush, that the color green represents the money. They want people to be like, ew, I don't like money. It's dirty. It's germy. So we got to switch to Bitcoin, you know.
It goes on and on. I mean, when that Ebola thing was going on, all the people were wearing green. The news anchors were wearing green. The first guy who got Ebola was wearing green. They even called one of the patients' names was Nancy Ebola. And they parade these healthy people in front of you, and they say, oh, yeah, they got the miracle cure from the miracle blood of somebody who had Ebola, and then we isolated an antibody. But then here's how it shows you that even the top, uppermost part of the government is in on it, and the news media, because when they had the press conference and the Ebola doctors explaining to the Congress about the green Ebola and how terrible it is and everything, they chose to hold the press conference in a green room that they have at the White House. All the walls are green. The CNN crawler at the bottom of the screen was green. And when they get to the part where they showed a phony chart about how Ebola is getting worse and worse, the chart was green. Green, 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 green.
Green, green, green. Yeah, well, that's, you know, a lot has happened since we talked. So we stopped talking around Ottawa when the Ottawa thing happened. That was 2 months ago. It seems like a long time. And a lot has happened since. But why don't we talk about yesterday? David Icke, I call him David Icke, okay? You can call him whatever you want.
Yeah, David Icke.
I've always called him Icke. I just don't know why. I just said. He posted this thing today saying that the video on YouTube of the shots the policeman fired, not the policeman, yeah, it was a policeman fired against a terrorist. He was supposed to be, the terrorist was supposed to be, I don't know how the fuck it worked. I don't know the whole story. What you see is a guy shoot another guy, and there's no blood.
That was the terrorist shot, and it was hard to get the video because YouTube takes it down as fast as it gets put up, and they put either an adult strike or they take it down because they say it's too gory or bloody, but there's no blood. And the video that you're referring to, and I was able to download it, and I got it parked on my iMovie for later to work on.
Watch out, U.S. government.
Happened was, the smoking gun is that there was no smoking gun. What the thing that you're referring to is a guy dressed up in the paratrooper outfit, terrorist outfit, with all the black garbage on his face, mask and everything.
Okay.
They shoot at this guy. He falls on the ground. Then they run up to him, and they shoot at the guy's head, but you see the bullet hit the cement. It doesn't even hit the guy's head. And the guy had no blood. The guy had no blood anywhere to begin with. And there's no way that you can miss somebody at that close range and then calmly go to your car and drive away. And James, plus, we're talking about Paris, one of the busiest cities in the world. It was only a couple of blocks from that Arc de Triomphe or whatever they call that. The whole street was empty. There was no traffic. That's impossible. Okay. At 10:30 in the morning for that to organically happen, that there's no traffic except for them?
Right. Yeah.
And, James, the whole population over there buys it hook, line, and sinker.
Hook, line, and sinker. You got it, buddy.
Let me just finish. They protest this thing openly. They protest in favor of the government and that we're being attacked and everything. And they're all wearing that. They made like 10,000 shirts for everybody to wear that has some kind of bullshit phrase on it. I don't even know what it is. It's impossible for them to manufacture those shirts in a couple of hours, that many shirts.
Right.
The whole thing is
bullshit.
No, I don't think they were green. And everyone's backing these up. And, you know, it was a real disappointment. I'm a fan of this guy, Louis C.K., the comedian.
Right.
And he's on board saying he supports the government and all of this. and he's against the Muslims. The Muslims didn't do this shit. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you know, both Britain and France have had an influx of Muslims in the last, you know, 20, 30 years. You know, immigration, open door policy kind of thing. Now, the thing is, it's sort of like they did it on purpose. And the other thing is, I want to ask you what you think of this, okay? So if I fool you once, and then I fool you again, and you aren't fooled, then I try to fool you another way by not fooling you, right? Yeah. And then you think I'm fooling you? Do you see what I mean?
You're making me think of that George Bush quotation about being fooled.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fool me once.
Not an idiot.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
Won't get fooled again. So, George Bush was portrayed himself as a complete fucking moron, idiot, fucktard.
If you watch video of him, there's video of him running for Congress or Senate or something a few years ago before that.
Okay.
And you see that the guy's intelligent, articulate. There's nothing. He's not stupid.
Yeah.
So they either made him stupid or he's playing stupid.
He's playing stupid. It's all plausible deniability. It's sort of like those aren't chemtrails. They're just clouds. Come on, they're white and fluffy. They're just clouds. You know, I sometimes wonder if these evil fuckers are trying to help us in a way. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't like these guys at all. Whoever they are, the Illuminati, the New World Order, blah, 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 blah. The Bush family. But it's certainly doing a number on the entire world in terms of, like, shaking and waking. You know, it's making people think, I think. Some people know. Many people know. But a lot of people, yes. And I hear it in the music. I listen to music lyrics point blank, and I always do. And I would say a lot of the music that's coming out now, pop music that is speaking about a specific thing. Now, you could argue also that
speaking about what?
A specific thing.
Okay.
I'll get to it in a sec. The music industry is probably being run by the NWO, by the Zionist elite that owns everything. So it could be said that they're telling us things that are, by design, meant to fuck with our heads. As a matter of fact, they're fucking with our heads this way and that way, but... I sort of lost track of my point.
Well, you're saying that they're singing about a specific thing.
That's it. There's this one song by, it's called something in C, Piano in C, or no, Praying in C. And the girl's singing about how you didn't write me a letter, so I regret it, or... I don't think I can forgive you. And then the next verse is, you and I are getting old. I can't forgive you. And then the children are starving. Can they forgive you or whatever? And it goes, children are starving. We're blowing up their houses. And this isn't a fucking pop song on the radio. I mean, it's sort of mainstream, and it's entering the consciousness of people's in general. But my argument is, this will be the last thing I say before I let you jump in, that there is an awakening. There is something going on, and it's major. It's going on all over the world. And yes, there are stupid sheep, but yes, there's heroes coming out of the woodwork. And that's what I
just
see.
Not
I
enough,
mean,
though, James. We don't have enough people waking up to make a difference yet, anyway. And I hope we need that to happen before it's too late. I think we could agree on that.
Yeah. It's a game. It's like a game of chess. We got to keep them in check, because right now they got us in check, and we're backtracking. We're moving around. We're going into the corner. We're doing this, that, and the other thing. Anything to get out of check. But we got to make that move that puts them in check. And then keep them in check until we win it. And you can have, like, you can have, look at, this is, I hate alluding to movies, but look at 300, okay? You got the 300.
Well, the movies are a way of them telling you what they're going to do. Movies and the TV shows, they telegraph their punches.
That's true. But they also telegraph how we can defeat them by telling us what they're doing. So that's interesting. You know, it makes life interesting. That's what the game is. If we weren't playing the game, we'd be still like we'd be like sea otters. You know, we'd just be creatures that don't even talk. The game was a design to bring about intelligence and intellect, and in the process of destroying the planet and killing people, they're snapping people out of the fucking matrix. It's like the game. It's time to end the game. It's time to live like real people, like higher intelligence. I hate saying higher. It's alternate or ulterior, transcendent plane of existence or intelligence or consciousness. I know those are all big, crazy, fucked up words, and most people don't get them, but if you hear them enough and you look into this stuff enough, it's going to be crystal. Not you, but...
Well, I can just speak for myself as a person, and you're in the same mind frame that you like to look at these things, pick them apart and analyze them and expose the truth about what they're doing. And my experience is, okay, 9/11, okay, we studied that and we know all the mechanics of how that whole story is a false narrative. Then Sandy Hook came along, and at least that took a little bit of investigation and study. Then came along Boston Marathon, where it's not even a challenge. Anyone could go to YouTube and see the videos of the people not being hurt. And then you had that Cassidy Safes footage, where it's just obvious and blatant and right in your face that the whole thing is a lie. And then another apex moment for me was the NYPD shooting footage. Let me just tell you something, James. Now, you have the New York Post. I don't know how much, if you watch my videos or studied the NYPD shooting hoax, because I know there's so much stuff, it's hard to keep up with. And I just try to focus on one thing, and then when I'm satisfied, I'll move on to the next thing. But the New York Post posted raw footage of cell phone camera footage from one of the buildings overlooking the fake show, okay? Now, okay. They didn't report on it, okay? They've just posted as raw footage. But if you study it and look at it, everything is so obvious. There's fake CPR. There's cops moving biohazard material around. It's all right there in the video. And it had like 775 comments or whatever. And obviously I didn't scroll to all of them. I just looked at the first page or two. And nobody gets it. And it's right there in your face. If you look at it, it's right there. And this thing with the France shooting, if you get a hold of the video, I mean, anyone in their right mind knows that if someone comes up and blows you towards your head, that there should be blood, and you can see that the guy didn't hit the guy. He shot the sidewalk. But even the shots that the guy should have received and the gunfire that you heard, there should have been some blood coming off of this guy. So they make it so obvious, but people have the worldview ingrained in their head, which prevents them from looking at the evidence, and that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Well, what I wanted to say about that is, you didn't forget. I mean, you talked about the major ones that concern you. My favorite of all is the bloody fucking dummy that they wheeled out from the airport.
Oh, the LAX thing. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy. I mean, if I rattle off a couple of things, I mean, I left out 40 other things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't blame that for being your favorite there, James. I mean, that's on the list for me, too. It's obvious that it was a goddamn dummy in a wheelchair.
It's humorous. It's fucking hilarious. It's like, what, you don't see that? Fucking, what do you think, man? What's wrong with you? Anyways.
Speaking of humorous, even the commentators, they caught this footage of them before the camera started rolling, and they're both laughing about it.
Some things get through. There's a plane that had an emergency landing, and they listed off on the TV who the people on the plane, the captain and the everything were. It was like, fuck you, man, and this kind of thing, you know, like... I can't remember all the names, but okay, that's dumb. What I'm trying to say is it a case of, you know, like, say, take me, for example. I used to be really lazy. I still am in many, many capacities. And when I'm working for a corporation, I in my head, I'm like, I hate this corporation. I don't like working. Working sucks. I'm going to try my hardest not to work and, you know, make it look like I'm working. You know, I'm one of the worst people you can hire. And there's a lot of people out there that are like this. I know, because I met them. Anyways, so would you say that in this scenario, the latest one, take them all, that they fuck it up on purpose or they're just really shitty at what they do, but it still works?
All of the above. I mean, they're not talented at putting out these phony fake shows. So if they're trying to convince everybody, not just the sheep, they're failing. Because
right.
The people who are awake get it right away. This thing with the France shooting, I mean, even before I saw the footage, I knew it was bullshit for the following reason.
Mm-hmm.
They stated that these guys had a rocket launcher. Now, if you're going to shoot people across close range, why the hell would you need a rocket launcher?
You'd probably blow yourself up.
And they had an opportunity to use that rocket launcher at the building as on their way out of the scene because the street was cleared off. The busiest streets in the world are abandoned at 10:30 in the morning on a weekday.
Right.
And they calmly went to their car and drove away. They couldn't point one of those rocket-propelled grenades at the building, just a way of saying goodbye.
did they recover
a rocket launcher? God damn it. And then you see the footage, and you see the guy wasn't shot, and that final blow to the head hit the sidewalk. But when you look to the news footage, that's edited out. It looks like just a bunch of guys with gorilla outfits walking around with guns. And they're consciously editing out the
juicy part.
Crackerjack prize in the box. They don't show you the fake show at all on the news. But somehow the raw footage gets on the TV, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And gets on the internet.
Because they're either total fucking morons.
And speaking of which, and David Icke indicated it in one of his memes that it was a bloodless video, and it keeps taken down off of YouTube as soon as anyone puts it up.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, first of all, I like David Icke. Everything he's put out in a meme has always been bang on for me. It's always been like,
right.
You got it, man. You got it. And I always repost this stuff. I even put it up on the 9/11 Biggest Lie page, some of his 9/11 stuff. And, you know, and he's talked a lot about different things that no one will talk about the Jews, for one. You know, he explained in great detail the history of the Jews, the fact that anti-Semitism is not relevant whatsoever, and, you know, different things. Like, he's not afraid to speak the truth, but I have come across different people that have said, don't trust David Icke. And I don't like it's sort of like he's a Jesse Ventura, and or maybe an Alex Jones.
Alex Jones
is more obvious as a Judas goat than anyone. But I was just watching. I don't know why I had his movie on my computer. It's called The Shade or something. And at the start of the movie, it's a commercial, and it's like, get your what do you call it, prepper shit from us, you know, like,
get your male vitality.
Yeah.
Get your male vitality pills from Alex Jones.
Oh, God. They even have Alex Jones shower heads. Anyway, he might as well start his own Walmart corporation, you know, like, call it AJ Mart or something, Jones Mart. And I know people that are dead on, like, Alex Jones aficionados. They buy his stuff. They watch his show every day. And the thing is that you and I get it, and lots of other people do too. Alex Jones is a shill. He's a liar, and he won't tell the truth about the Jews, and he won't tell the truth about Zionism, and he won't tell the truth about what's actually happening. He just makes fear-mongering efforts day in and day out to garner cash through his commercials. And so he's marketing fear, and he's profiting big. I really don't like Alex.
It's controlled opposition, limited
right.
hangout. But here's the way I look at it. If you listen to
Good.
These guys, it's part of advancing in your research, and you pick out areas of truth, and then you sort it out and say, okay, they're telling the truth here, but they're misdirecting you here. So here's my overall review of all of these people, whether it's the 9/11 truth, Alex Jones, David Icke, various other people, Jesse Ventura. Here's the way to look at it. I mean, everyone has got to start thinking for themselves and using their own minds, and not putting all their faith in any one given person. And just come to your own conclusions and look at all the information, and just consider these people. If you're new to this, sooner or later you get to learn the fact that you know these guys aren't totally on the team because they knew that there would be opposition. The ruling elite knew there would be opposition. So they said, okay, well, let's set up people to control that opposition.
Yeah. You know, I honestly believe that 9/11
as you advance in your research, you learn for yourself. Now, my first wake-up call with Alex Jones was when Sandy Hook came along in Boston Marathon. When Sandy Hook came along, he said that he believes it's a hoax, but he has no doubt that children died.
Okay.
And that's when I woke up to Alex Jones. I said, holy cow, this guy is going to tell the truth about a lot of things, but he's also a limited hangout, and he's going to direct the sheep to go into a certain part of the meadow, you know, as it were.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So people got to take responsibility and figure out the truth for themselves, and I think that's happening more and more. And if you have people who are starting to become awake, and right now they're listening to Jones or 9/11 Truth or whatever, at least they're somewhat on the right path. And as they move along and advance in their research and begin to learn to think for themselves, that can only be a good thing, in my opinion.
Okay. Here, I want your opinion on this. You just described, you know, instead of people sitting on their ass and letting Alex Jones dig the hole for them, they
or
should get
off their
ass.
Or anybody, for that matter, especially the mainstream media. At least with Alex
right.
Jones, you're partway there, you know?
Right. But he's like, he's leading you along with the carrot, and he's like, you're going to get the carrot, you're going to get the carrot. And he leads you into a pen, and then, you know, or the meadow, or whatever. I think meadow's too nice. I would say a dirty pen. But anyways, The point
but
of
the,
it was
the longer you question James, the more you begin to question the questioners. And then
right.
you start to arrive. We all start to arrive at a consensus on what reality, truth, and reality is.
Okay, I want to tell. I want to ask you what. I'm describing the digging the hole because it's work. It's work to sit down and do research. It's work to open your mind. It's work to think. And you know, if you can just plop your ass in front of a computer or a TV. And have your mind be fed, what is the motivator to do the work yourself? I'm asking you because you were doing other stuff and then you got right into this.
Yeah, well, as long as you stay away from the TV and you get on the computer, you have a chance at getting closer to the truth.
Okay.
But what was your question again?
Well, basically, what's the motivator?
Well, what happens is, now, people say research, you got to do your own research, and that's somewhat of an intimidating term, and you're saying people are afraid to do the work, but it really is not a lot of work. I mean, you do a little YouTube searching, you read some articles and everything, and it's really not that labor-intensive as the intimidating term research sounds. Because when you think of research, you think of going to the library, going through the card file and finding the book and reading volumes of stuff.
Reading!
Which is not a bad thing to do. Or reading articles. I mean, research is a grandiose term that makes you think that you have to work hard at this, and you really don't. And here's another thing. What people say, videos, don't believe, people think of videos as being lazy or whatever.
Okay.
But here's the way I feel about video. Video can tell you a story that books can only dream of.
Right.
All right? And sometimes the videos can be messed with. Sometimes it's been recorded and re-recorded a bunch of times. But sometimes you're seeing what you are seeing. And the sheep have taken this upon themselves. I don't even think it was Operation Mockingbird who taught them that conspiracy theorists are crazy through the CIA Mockingbird program during the Kennedy administration. They took it upon themselves to decide that a videotape witness of something that's glaringly apparent is no longer valid. That video itself, truth or reality itself, when you see these things, sometimes, many times, you're seeing what you are seeing. It can't be faked. And they want to deny what they could see with their own eyes because their world's viewpoint, their cognitive dissonance, prevents their brain from receiving the information, so they won't even look at it, and they'll just stick by their slogan, don't believe everything you see on YouTube. But videos have been convicted people in crimes ever since video was invented. You could bring it into a court of law and get somebody convicted if you see them stealing something. If you see their hand stealing it and you see it on a video and you bring it to court, the jury would say, that guy is stealing something. There it is. I saw it on video.
Right.
So I don't know how the hell they've decided that video does not count for anything.
Oh, especially if it's on YouTube. I mean,
I'm not giving so many props. And let me just qualify that by saying, okay, YouTube will show you things, but YouTube will also take things down that show the plot. And the most recent example was that video, We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook, which was a professional slick production that clearly showed that the whole thing is bullshit. And
right.
YouTube kept taking it down, but a bunch of people kept putting it up. I put it up, and they finally restored it to one of my YouTube channels.
Okay. They took down my 9/11 video, 9/11 The Biggest Lie.
What'd they do?
They cited it was...
They took it down?
They took it down, and they cited it was due to copyright infringement. It's been up for 2 years.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah, that's the other thing they do, James, is they put a copyright strike on it. And I'm sure all you ever did was use public available, public domain video that's already out there. The news station, once they put the thing out there, they don't own the clip. You're entitled to fair usage. And so they used the copyright strike. And that's what they did with the Sandy Hook show.
Okay. Yeah, these motherfuckers, they keep... okay, I want to ask you then, who can you trust?
Yourself.
Right.
And your close friends and people who you could tell are... I mean, you could tell when somebody's being honest, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I'm hooked up with... I follow people who I feel... are telling you the truth, like Free Radio Revolution, Red Pill Revolution, PK22, Ottawa Expositor, a couple of other names I forgot, Red
okay.
Silver J, Team Wake 'Em Up. You know, there's about maybe 20 or 30 people out there who are doing an honest work.
Right. I got a couple of good friends. Madison,
and you're one of
Darwin.
Those people, of course.
Oh, cool. Right on. There are good folks out there that work hard, and I brought that question up because I tell people don't trust anybody, don't believe anything you see or read, and you know, scrutinize everything now. You can't trust a goddamn person on this planet. I mean, with your life, really. So, and if your life is going to end in a year or 6 months or in 20 years because of someone else. Or some group, or some faction, or some country. Well, you can't trust those people either. So, you know, start living your life in a way that's responsible. But you know, try telling that to someone who eats Big Mac every day. It's kind of hard. But I think people are slowly coming out of their mire of bullshit. The Matrix, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wrapping up because it's. I think we've got like 2 or 3 minutes left. Any closing comments?
Well, it's a tough road because the bad guys, they own the weapon of the TV, radios, and newspapers, and they have the attention of the sheeple, and we don't have that. I mean, we're reaching people a couple at a time. And all we could do is spread the information as we have the time on our hands to do it, and then hopefully they tell two friends and they tell a friend and like that. But it's grassroots, small amount of people versus a Goliath media, and the media, they tell the people what they believe. You control the media, you control the minds. But as people become the media, then the mind gets back in the perception, awareness, and truth and reality become more possible as we move forward. And I think that's why they're accelerating these phony fake shows. They know
right.
that they have to work fast because if they don't speed up their efforts, then enough people might wake up and screw up their plans.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
One last question. What do you think about... crap, what was it? What was it? Shit. Too much coffee. Anyways, shit, I forget. I always do this. Oh, I wanted to say... Oh, I lost it again. Damn it. 9/11. Oh, yes. Okay. When I've been reviewing a lot of stuff. I wanted to tell you my laptop died. I'm using a friend's mini, tiny, itty-bitty laptop, and it's fucking cute as hell, but it's very hard to work with, and it's slow. But the fact is that I had a lot of time to review a lot of content that I did. I watched the thing I did on Judy Wood's book, where I ripped all the pages out. I love that. That was one of my favorite things. But also, the original 9/11 Biggest Lie movie was called The Second Biggest Lie Ever Told, because the first biggest lie is about waking up, in my opinion. And it's an opinion. I don't know for sure. Like, there could be other things. What my original message, I'm still on track with the original message. I still think the same way. I'm still, but I've made a couple of mistakes. And one of the mistakes was I let someone else, an external force, convolute my mind and say something, and I believed it. And I went ahead and conveyed what they told me, and it was wrong. And I made a huge mistake. It was a video with a piece of paper floating down, and I thought it was an explosion inside the building, like a succession of explosions, and it was just a piece of paper. And I made a huge mistake, and I sort of, like, apologized heavily. I mean, that's all you can really do.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And, I've made a few mistakes, but you can't condemn someone for making mistakes. We're human fucking beings. Try your hardest, goddammit, and fucking, keep pushing, because these fuckers are pushing back, and they're pushing pretty fucking hard. And, it's in the balance. It's like good versus evil. And if evil wins, we're fucked. So, I mean, when you wake up to that, maybe you'll snap into gear, but I'm not talking to you.
Well, what you just hit on is very, very important, because, you know, when people make a mistake, they admit it, and that's what being a truthful and honest person is. Now, a sheep has to face the problem of admitting that they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a cardinal rule with a lot of people, that they can't admit they were fools and that they were stupid, but they were foolish.
Right.
And not everyone can do that. I admit myself, because after 9/11, I didn't really pay attention to it. I bought the narrative or whatever. But at
right.
a certain point when I became awake to it, and it hit me like a lightning bolt, that the whole thing was
right.
Was a deception. I had to admit to myself, look, I was an asshole. I was fooled. They fooled me. And a lot of people, instead of making that admission to themselves or anyone else, will remain locked into the lie in order to save face.
Right. That's
a problem.
They may even know the truth, and they'll still walk around lying about it because they don't want anyone to know they're fucking idiot stick for lying about it for so long.
So it's
like
a failure for people to admit that they're idiots.
Well,
it's a failure for people, like, if they make a mistake, to own up to it and say, look, in your case, it was an honest mistake. You bought into what the guy said, but then you turned around and said, look, the guy fooled me, you know? And then that's the way it is. People get tricked.
Yeah.
I've been tricked.
I'll say this much, if this is the last thing I say on the show, that lying is probably the worst thing a human being can do, because it's sort of like the top of the hierarchy when it comes to the shit that rolls downhill kind of thing. Lying's at the top.
Yeah.
One lie leads to another, and it leads to other things. And I also want to say that just like with Alex Jones and whatever, and you're talking about maneuvering people, you're like, come this way, okay, now go this way, and this is the lie. There's people use stacked lies. It's a technique. It's like, this is true, this is a lie, that's true. And you believe all of it, and the lie's in there. And, there's more than this. This is just one